1420 WILS Morning Wake Up.
A lot of people still working remotely, haven't gone back. But some of them are dealing with, you know, just juggling between work, between their kids, you know, the schooling, between, well, they're caught, between is right. Rock and a hard place. A lot of them are women. Are women right now more likely to leave a job, walk away for a bit, just to try to take a breather during this pandemic experience? Well, let's talk about that and what it might entail between the genders with business strategist partner and executive VP of the C-Suite Network, Tricia Benn, who's back with us again. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Good to have you here. Well, you're not walking away. You're not putting your hands up saying I quit right now, because otherwise we wouldn't be talking. But I mean, I think you're right for us to at least broach this, that this kind of situation where we are 4 months, pushing 5 months into the rabbit hole, is different for men than it is for women. I think that's fair.
I think it is fair. It's interesting, though. It calls into question what great leadership is during times of crises. And there are a lot of ways to unpack the research that we're seeing, and certainly we'll see it play out a little over time as well.
Well, what are you seeing in that research? I mean, what strikes you? I mean, I'm looking here and I'm quoting a British study here that says that moms' working hours are more interrupted by kids than fathers. I mean, I think that's dependent on segment, industry, et cetera, maybe even geography, where you are a little bit. But yeah, we can paint with some broad strokes. What do you see?
I think, you know, the one thing that study is absolutely true. The thing that we know, and this is where we have to really be careful as executive leaders and as business owners, is that women's reporting and their self-perception is very different statistically than that of men. And so we have decades of experience understanding that women self-report very differently than men do and are far more critical of themselves and their performance and also their readiness. So we've seen that for decades.
Why is that? Tell me why you think that is.
I think at the end of the day, women have taken on the mantle of being the best at absolutely everything. And I think that's a real significant challenge. You know, you have to be the best mother, the best professional, the best, you know, community volunteer, you know, and at the end of the day, that is an unattainable situation. I like to think about our lives being integrated. And so I use a completely different framework in how I live my life. And certainly, you know, many of the executives I work with, if we use those kind of old models, we would feel a sense of failure every day.
You know,
that's a struggle.
I find it fascinating that you put it that way. And it was interesting because I would say that for men, it's kind of gone. The time of my grandfather, my dad, the job was to climb to the top, right? And anything less than that is substandard. You know, great is only good. Good is bad, and bad is, you know, you're fired. So but I think some of that has changed for men as they've tried to get a little more work-life balance and maybe a little more, zen to it, that women that you think have gone the opposite way and trying to meet all these almost unobtainable standards and goals, including the workplace.
I think so. I think also it's interesting because when we have these kinds of results, we end up categorizing women this way, men that way. And I really like to bring it back because any of us that have influence, if you're a manager, an executive, a business owner, any of us that have influence, it is, you cannot stereotype that way. And self-reporting is a very different thing from what actually happens. And then how do we support everyone? So I like to look at it from the perspective of, you know, are we creating that culture of trust? Are we opening the flexibility and expectation for everyone? My husband was a stay-at-home dad for several years. Anything that impacted the children certainly didn't impact my work schedule and what I was doing, unless there was some kind of crisis that I needed to, you know, be there. But at the end of the day, I had a very different scenario. Our roles are reversed right now. I'm usually traveling some part of more than 40 weeks a year, and he's going to work every day. So So I think, wow. You know, at the end of the day, you have to align around what do great employees want to be able to do? They want flexibility. They want to know that their voice matters, and they want to be on a mission to do great. They want to deliver greatness. We all want to feel pride. We don't get up sure. thinking, I'm going to really not do great things today. So how do we harness that and use the opportunity of such massive disruption right now to really get full engagement and not only, you know, kind of live through this pandemic and wherever we are now, but really mm-hmm. set up just to thrive.
Well, tell me then, let's really take it around and go full circle with what's going on in our society right now. Where do women and men of color fit into this particular scenario? Are these pressures, are these standards that either, and the self-reporting that you talk about, are they exacerbated during this time, or is it such a unique separate scenario that it's almost, you know, you can't approach it the way we've just done with the other year? What do you think?
I think when we look at systemic bias, which obviously racism, sexism, ageism, and various other isms fall within, the approach that I'm talking about, that's one that's consistent. You can align around that. I just had a Hero Club leader, one of our CEOs that's, you know, pledged to really put people above profits, and of course, okay. those are the most profitable businesses. And he, you know, was working through how do you address what's happening in the news today with your teams, but also make sure you're not pendulum swinging back and forth. And if you apply those values and just really be focused on how do we eliminate that systemic bias that is there, and there is no question for Black people in America, for people of color, there is a systemic disadvantage, and that has to be addressed. And certainly Black men and women, women are already so much lower in terms of our promotion through where we thought we would be from the 80s mm-hmm. to now. And so there's, again, a huge discrepancy even just between Black men and Black women as we look at managerial roles and so on.
Yeah, so companies that realize that, who are working at this, and some who have been, some who need to work harder, are going to be getting on the front foot here is where they need to be now, right? They
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, and setting aside the personal affront, you know, none of us are perfect. And there are some really clear things, clear steps we can take. We can remove our own ignorance. We can have the conversation, create those cultures mm-hmm. of trust to hear, really hear what's going on, what's going to create sure. opportunity, and where are the challenges. And then we can align around what are actions we can take to really make sure that we're contributing to that. That true, you know, equal opportunity
right.
and great things.
That's where I think a lot of people can agree with. I mean, you know, outcomes, I don't know where outcomes are necessarily going to be, but if the door is held open genuinely for opportunity, and that is pushed, you know, good things are going to happen overall.
Absolutely. And from a business perspective, you don't want blind spots.
Yeah.
You want to know what's going on and take
exactly.
advantage of the different opportunities.
Tricia Benn, partner and executive VP, C-Suite Network, international speaker. Well, she said 40 weeks a year. That's a lot. That's a road warrior and business strategist. Tricia, I appreciate you coming on today very much.
Thank you so much. See you soon.
All right. All right. Take care.